I'm Jameer Howerton, and this is your two-minute drill for August 22nd. Yesterday, the Browns had another great practice as they continued to prepare for their third preseason matchup against the Indianapolis Colts. Not only is this the team's first away game, but it's also a dress rehearsal for what the regular season will be like for the starters.
This preseason game is more for, you scout the team more, the starters to play more and things like that. So, it really shows, like, what we have in store for the season and things like that. So, just show people what we're capable of doing. You know, we made some strides the first two games, and I know we can be a lot better than what we have been doing, but that's why we come to practice to correct the mistakes, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
For Browns players, this time of the year means one thing, football. But for many of our younger fans, it's time to head back to school and hit the books. That's why here at ClevelandBrowns.com, we took the opportunity to ask a few of the players what were their favorite subjects growing up.
My favorite subject was math, and it was just because it came easy to me. I was really good at it, and I always liked numbers.
It was either PE or home ec.
Why home ec?
I got to eat, and I got a grade for it, and I got to get judged on me cooking and eating, so I think that was the best thing I could think of.
I'd have to go with history. Just because it's, you know, it's like story time every day.
Science, believe it or not.
It's true.
It's true. I like blowing stuff up. I was a big science guy.
I like to write, so I'm going to say English.
I really enjoyed history. It was the one thing in school that I got and understand because everything else just doesn't, you know, science and math doesn't make any sense. Because you can't add letters together. It just doesn't work.
That'll wrap up your two-minute drill for today. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for all things Browns. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.